Welcome back to Mosaic Stadium, where it's already bedlam. The clock shows we're 10 and a half minutes away from kickoff, but everybody's on their feet here at Mosaic Stadium. They've shown the Rough Riders making the long walk from their locker room down the tunnel here below us on the west side of the stadium and on their way out to the tunnel to bring them out. And let's do it now. Let's pick up with a public address feed as we get ready to bring out Canada's team.
And Saskatchewan Blue Cross is also proud to present today's rider, kid captain Micaiah from Warman, who gets to help bring him out.
Are you ready?
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them.
Well, they are into it on a Monday afternoon, a Thanksgiving Day Monday afternoon here from Canada's football capital as we get ready for this Week 17 showdown between the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Edmonton Eskimos. Plenty on the line. Riders come into the game second place in the CFL West. The Eskimos holding down fourth at 7-7. Just last week, in Week 16, there was a seismic shift in the CFL West Division standings. Same thing could happen today if for an Eskimos upset, but the Riders favored by 3.5 points going into the game. The officiating crew for this afternoon, they're headed up by referee Al Bradbury. The umpire is Richie Miller. The down judge is Justin McGinnis. The line judge is Davin Overland. The side judge, Robert Skaggs. The back judge is Dave Hawkshaw. The field judge, Brian Schrapello. The game supervisor is Ken Lazaruk. And the replay official at the CFL Command Center in Toronto is Tom Valesi. It is our Canadian Forces Appreciation Night as well, so there are all kinds of servicemen and women along the goal line on the north end zone. Let's pick up with Darryl Brace for the pregame ceremonies.
Veterans Association, we thank you all for your service, past and present, at home and around the world. Our color party today is from the Royal Canadian Legion, celebrating 93 years of service to our country and represented today by Regina Branch number 001. Also with us today are members of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Our Flying Corps members for today's game represent Air Cadet Squadrons from Regina and from across Saskatchewan. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise if you are able and remove your headwear as 620 CKRM presents today's anthem singer from Her Majesty's Canadian ship, Tecumseh, leading seaman Brandy Sirdorik. ASL signing for the anthem today is provided by Saskatchewan Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services, acknowledging that we are on Treaty 4 land and the traditional homeland of the Métis. Please join the leading seaman Brandy Sirdorik in the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. Quand on brasse porte le pays, il sait porter la croix. Son histoire est une épopée des plus brillants exploits. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for.
Perfect day for football here at Canada's Football Shrine as we get ready for kickoff, and we've got the flyover from the Snowbirds. Thank you, 15-wing Moose Jaw, for being a part of this afternoon's ceremonies. As we look at the Rough Riders starting lineup, Zach Caleros is the Rider quarterback, sixth in CFL passing coming into today, seven-year veteran from Cincinnati. Starting wideouts are Devon Bailey and Shaq Evans. The slot backs are Jordan Williams Lambert, Kenny Shaw, and Tiny Moore. Starting tailback is Trey Mason. The fullback is Spencer Moore. Starting at center, Dan Clark. The guards are Dariush Bladick and Brendan Labatt. The tackles, Takobe Cofield and Thad Coleman. Defensively for the Riders, the starting ends are Willie Jefferson and Charleston Hughes. The tackles inside, Zach Evans and Mack Henry. Starting middle linebackers, Sam Hurl. Outside, Derek Moncrief and Sammy Guavin. Starting safety is Mike Edom, the six-year veteran from the University of Calgary. The halfbacks, Luchez Purifoy and Ed Gainey. And on the corners, Matt Elam and Nick Marshall. Now the coin toss, brought to you by Raymore, Yorkton, and Watrous, New Holland. Stop by one of their three locations.
Coin's going to be explained to you quickly. This will be the heads. This is the unit side of the coin representing the Navy here. The anchor will be tails. Everybody good? Edmonton, you are the visiting team. Who's going to make the call? You are, sir. What are you calling?
Tails.
Tails has been called. You can come forward. Give her a flip.
Ready?
It's a head. Saskatchewan, you have one. Would you like to take your choice now? They're deferring. Saskatchewan, one and has deferred their choice. Edmonton, sir, you would like the ball? What end do you want to kick from? You want to kick from there? They're going to receive over here. Here we go, Edmonton, you're receiving. Have a great game, y'all.
All right, so the Edmonton Eskimos will open up with the ball and the wind here at Mosaic Stadium this afternoon. And Luke, this is a third consecutive game where Chris Jones has given up the choice. And they'll start on defense. And as they look for their third straight win, I think we're okay with that.
Yeah, as they should, I think. Anytime you're able to lead with the strength of your organization, you go ahead and do that. Right now, there's not really a wind in this building. Maybe Chris Jones is anticipating that picking up later on as we get into the afternoon. But realistically, this is perfect football weather. And again, a great opportunity for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders here. Can't sleep on the Esks. Again, start fast today. One of the more interesting things that people don't give credit to for this team is they're still an effective offense. As a matter of fact, Mike Riley right now leads the Canadian Football League with 17 deep ball touchdowns. That's first in the CFL. And when you're able to switch the momentum of a game in one shot, especially with big play receivers like Duke Williams, who's got already over 1,000 yards and has 10 touchdowns on the year, you're a threat. So the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have a big task at hand here.
You talk about the lack of wind, and you're right. The flags on the goalposts are dead. It's 5 degrees Celsius, 41 above Fahrenheit here at game time. Mostly sunny, and the wind is coming out of the east at 8 kilometers an hour as the Eskimos return unit takes to the field, and the Riders cover group. Riders will defend the north end zone to our left here in the opening quarter. Riders in all green here today. Green pants, green jerseys, green helmets. The Edmonton Eskimos in their road whites with gold pants and gold helmets. Deep for the Edmonton Eskimos is the somewhat newcomer, Martise Jackson, the former Toronto Argonaut, Grey Cup champion from last year, who was acquired via trade about a month ago by the Eskimos. He's joined by Pascal Lockhart, on kick returns to get this game opened up.
Yeah, and another example of the fact that Brock Sunderland, the GM here in Edmonton, has done a tremendous job of putting talent in front of Jason Moss and his coaching staff. Now it's on Jason Moss and this coach. I'll tell you what, the way that the Eskimos have lost their last two games, it's on coaching. So they're going to need not just the guys on the field to play well today, but the coaches on the sidelines.
We just have another flyover.
Yeah, they had some more fuel to burn.
All right. Welcome to the jungle. Referee Al Bradbury. Whistles time in, and Brent Lowther walks off his 7-yard approach. It's a Thanksgiving Day, Monday, West Division collision. Lowther on the run-up and puts it in the air. We're underway. Martez Jackson for the Eskimos from their 15 over the 20-yard line of Edmonton, 25 outside the numbers, near side, bounces it outside and out of bounds along the 30-yard line of the Edmonton Eskimos, about a 15-yard return for the sophomore from Florida Atlantic. And the kick was 62 out of Brent Lowther. And Luke, the Esks will start on their 30-yard line.
Keep Riley in the pocket. Make sure he's making passes from that pocket and not extending drives with his legs. But again, this is an Edmonton Eskimos team that I anticipate will lean heavily on C.J. Gable in the run today.
Two backs for the Eskimos on first down. Martez Jackson is the tailback, that's C.J. Gable, but Mike Riley goes with play action on first down and sails it downfield for Kenny Stafford, and he can't haul it in up at the Saskatchewan 50-yard line, second down.
We just talked about the fact that Mike Riley's leading the Canadian Football League with deep ball throws and touchdowns. That's another example, trying to get some momentum and take the crowd out of it early. Passing on first down leaves them in a sticky situation, though, now in a hornet's nest that is Rider Nation, and the second 7+.
Mike Riley and Jeremiah Masolia-Hamilton, the top two most accurate deep passers in the CFL. Third is Zach Caleros. Three receivers left, one right for Riley. The Riders blitz on second and 10. Riley's in trouble, gets out, scrambles right, throws cross body. It's incomplete over the 40-yard line. He was looking for Vidal Hazelton. And it is third down.
Right away, you see Chris Jones' intentions today with Mike Riley. Winnipeg did a great job on second and 7+ against the Eskimos last week. It seemed like they pressured Riley every single opportunity they got. Chris Jones does the same thing, throws a blitz at him. Riley can't break contain and hit an open target.
Two returners deep for the Riders, Marcus Thigpen and Kyron Moore. They're shielding their eyes from the sun here as Hugh O'Neill punts. The 7-year veteran from the Alberta Golden Bears program gets it away unmolested, but it's not deep. It'll bounce just inside the Rider 50. Swerve Moore from his 40-yard line, looks upfield, doesn't have much, and it's negative yardage on the return. Riders will be starting from their 38-yard line.
That's a good job by Christoph Molumbush-Tishminga for the Edmonton Eskimos, firing down there, and he's a depth guy for the Esks, but these depth guys on special teams have played well, just like the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
40-yard punt for Hugh O'Neill, and the Riders go to an empty set here on first down, near right hash of their 39. Six receivers for Zach Caleros, and the Riders go with stop motion here on first down, getting a look at that Eskimo defense, and now Zach changes the play. Trey Mason comes down into the backfield, the Rider rushing leader. The rookie out of Auburn takes it off the right side on first down. He'll get to the 42-yard line, a 3-yard pickup on first down.
You can run the ball against the Esks. They're allowing their opponent a net average of 111 yards per game on the ground. So that plays right into the Saskatchewan Rough Riders' hands, who they love to run the ball. They're at 112 yards per game right now.
Well, then that's shouldn't be understated. The Riders were the worst rushing team statistically in the CFL last year. As you mentioned, they're number two here in week 17. Riders second and 7 from their 42-yard line, near right hash. Four pack to the wide left side. Caleros drops straight back, looks downfield, gets it away, and it's caught inside to the 45 of Edmonton. Kenny Shaw, first down.
Well, Mike Benavides, again, we talk about his scheme. It's uncomplicated. This is two downs in a row where all he's doing is playing over and man defense, and Saskatchewan Rough Riders do a great job of protecting the Caleros, and he hits a receiver for 24 yards.
First down to the Eskimo 44 on the near right hash, and again, They'll go with an empty set. Trey Mason lines up outside the numbers, wide to the left. 4-by-2 formation on first down for Zach Caleros. From the Edmonton 44-yard line, Caleros waves him in motion. Drops straight back, looks right, delivers near side, and unable to pull it in inside the 35-yard line is Kenny Shaw on the Rider sidelines. It'll be second down.
And there's going to be a holding call against the Edmonton Eskimos defense, which is going to give the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
Illegal block, hands to the face, Edmonton, number 54. This is a 10-yard penalty, will result in a first down.
Well, it's actually an illegal block. The referee originally gave a holding call sign, but either way, benefit to the green and white.
A second first down on this series. A Famoso first down for Famoso Neapolitan Pizzeria. Fresh, authentic ingredients inspired by the classic pizzaiolos of Naples. Check out the mouthwatering menu at famoso.ca. Two locations in Regina, two in Saskatoon. Shaq Evans, the motion man, to the left side of the formation here. First down for the Eskimo 34. Penalty flag down as Trey Mason takes the handoff inside, going nowhere. And it's going to bring up second and long, pending the penalty here. Two markers on the field.
Offside, Edmonton, number 26. 5-yard penalty, remains first down.
And again, this is coaching. This is a coaching deal. Edmonton Eskimos, the most penalized team in the Canadian Football League, and that's on the coach. They need to be a better disciplined team. Obviously, it starts in between the white lines, but man, Jason Moss has really got to get his team organized here. That's two downs now where the Riders are getting free yards.
Riders in good shape. They're in Brett Lowther range now. First down, 5 to go from the Eskimo 29 near right hash. Three receivers right, two to the wide left side for Caleros. And on first down, the gift to Trey Mason. Bouncing it outside left. Dodges the first tackle. Looking for a corner left. And he'll get up and out of bounds at the 26-yard line. The gain will be 3 for Trey Mason on first down.
And really, there hasn't been a tendency breaker yet for Mike Benavides and his scheme. First down, they've been a man defense. Now that they're in the red zone, they threw a blitz on first and 5. He's known to do that. I would expect maybe some pressure here on this second and very short because they're probably anticipating the run. Let's see how the Riders handle it.
Second and a couple here for the Riders from the Eskimo 26-yard line. Moore and Mason in the backfield. The Eskimos blitz. Trey Mason takes it inside, and he'll get the first down down to the 21-yard line. They move the chains.
Yeah, again, and when you're a predictable defense in terms of what you're going to throw at a team, that allows you as an offensive coordinator and Stephen McAdoo to dial up some really good calls, and that was an example of one of them. They ran it right at the one opening that the Esks did show on that blitz.
Good opening drive for the Riders. Started at their 39. They're now at the Eskimo 21 with a first down. Four receivers right, one left for Zach Caleros, and Trey Mason is the back. On first down, Caleros drops. He's pressured, and he'll take a sack back around the 25-yard line. It'll be a loss of 4.
And we talked about the Edmonton Eskimos D-line. They're able to get upfield now. They're a pass-rushing front. And here they just rush 4 defensive linemen. Zach Caleros tries to escape in order to give his slot back some more time to come over in the crossing route, and he's brought down by Armando Sewell, one of their leaders.
5th sack of the year for Sewell, and it is second down and 14 now for the Riders from the 25-yard line. And Marcus Thigpen checks into the game as the featured back. 5 wide for Caleros on second and extra here. Eskimo 25. Caleros drops straight back, delivers wide right, flats for Thigpen. 20, 15-yard line. To the 10 goes Figgy, to the 9, and a first down.
Well, this is just a case of creating a mismatch. You got Figgy coming out of the flats, and because Benavides is putting his team in man defense, J.C. Sherritt's nowhere to be found. He gets lost, and it leaves Alex Bazzi to run behind Figgy trying to catch him. That's a bad combination, and Figgy takes full advantage of it for 17 yards and a first down.
First and goal from the Eskimo 8, near right hash. 4 receivers left, and Kyron Moore, the lone receiver, to the short right side. Mason the back, Caleros drops, throws a swing pass, knocked down by Alex Bazzi, coming off the quarterback's left side. It's going to be second and goal.
Telegraph this a little bit. Pre-snap, Trey Mason starts moving a little bit too early, allows Bazzi to get upfield and get his hands up in the air. It was well covered anyways. Even if he had gotten it off, Mercy Masson was waiting there to make a tackle in the backfield.
This drive is 6 minutes and counting. About 5 minutes and counting here for the Riders, who are second and goal from the Eskimo 8, and Thigpen replaces Mason in the backfield. Eric Jordan and Kenny Shaw motion to the left side of the formation. Four of them are there on second and goal. Caleros in trouble again and will take another sack back at the 15-yard line, and the Riders will have to settle for three.
Yeah, this one's on the interior again. Ceresna and Sewell doing a great job winning their one-on-one interior battles, and Kwaku Boateng and Alex Bazzi force Caleros to step up and into the pressure, right into the awaiting arms of one of the best D tackles in the league, Armando Sewell.
So Brett Lowther, the CFL's second most proficient field goal kicker at 93.2%, will line up a 23-yard field goal for the game's opening points. This to cap the Riders' opening series. Bartel down on one knee, calls for it, gets it down. Lowther gets it off, and he's good from 23 yards out, and the Riders score first in this one. 3-0, 8:09 to go in the opening quarter. You're listening to the Canadian Football League on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. .809 remains in the opening quarter. The Rough Riders have a 3-0 lead. That series started at their 39-yard line. They managed four first downs. Zach Caleros was sacked twice on the drive. They took 5:42 off the clock and capped it with Brett Lowther's 23-yard field goal. Riders up 3-0, and that's the scoring drive for Eberasson Sons, your New Holland dealer. Do the people make the difference? You bet your sweet Barassa they do. The Eskimos will start for a second time now from their 35-yard line.
They've got their 24 personnel out here. That means two backs and four receivers. McCarty, the fullback, being one of those backs. Let's see if they build off the run or maybe employ some play action.
Two receivers each side, a tight end left. Riley out of the shotgun here on first down from their own 35-yard line near left hash. Riley drops straight back, zings it down the near sidelines. Duke Williams the catch across midfield and out of bounds at the Saskatchewan 46-yard line.
So we're looking at the second passing play on possession and 10 in a row. Possession and 10 means the first play out of a new drive, and that goes for 30 to Duke Williams, who runs a simple streak up the sidelines. Nick Marshall got a little bit lost. Duke Williams capitalizes.
CFL's leading receiver, 1,337 yards coming into today. Bunch formation to the right side for the Eskimos from the Rider 45. Begins to C.J. Gable. He'll get down to the 42. Three-yard pickup for the veteran from USC.
Again, this is a big offensive line. Sometimes you think that it's a requirement to be at least 6'7 to play on the Eskimos O-line, and you're looking second and seven.
7.5 to go, opening quarter. Riders lead 3-0. Bunch formation to the left this time. Two receivers wide right for Mike Riley. Second and seven, Rider 42. Here comes the blitz. Riley sees nothing and will take off. 40, 35, 30, and he'll hook slide to the 28-yard line, and a first down for Edmonton.
One of our keys is contain Mike Riley here. Coach Jones throws some pressure at him. Unfortunately, David Beard is able to push one of the blitzing linebackers to his right, and it opens up a seam up the middle for Riley to take advantage of, and he goes 13 yards to match his number.
Riley, 390 yards rushing coming into the game. Moves the chains. Far right hash of the Rider 29 officially. Again, a two-back set for the Eskimos. On first down, the gives to C.J. Gable inside. He'll get to the 25 and just across for a gain of 4.5 yards. Second down.
You're looking at second and a long six. Here's the situation. I mean, this is a perfect down here for Mike Riley. He's got his whole playbook open to him. Looks like the Riders might throw some pressure at it. They've got a three-man defensive line. Maybe they're going to drop back in coverage. Let's see.
Double tight end set for the Esks on second and six. Rider 25. Riley drops the pass on second down over the middle. It is tipped and incomplete and nearly picked by Cam Judge. And it's that Purifoy had a shot at it too. Purifoy has dropped and is doing 10 push-ups. Third down. We're seeing Sean White, their kicker now.
Yeah, so there's a three-man rush here. And Riley actually makes the best decision. He's got Purifoy in his slot receiver to the boundary on a one-on-one. And fortunately for the Riders, the receiver can't hold on to the ball. And they're bringing Sean White out to tie this game at three.
10-year veteran from Santa Monica College. White from 32 yards out to tie the game. Kick is up and on its way, and Sean White's good, and we are tied in Regina 3-3, 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. We'll be right back. You're listening to the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Tie football game here in Saskatchewan, 3-3 the score, 5.5 to go opening quarter. We're brought to you by Marcus and New Holland, CAA Saskatchewan Quality Tire and Borgo Industries. Riders will start from their 35-yard line for their second possession.
Yeah, both teams not relying on their kick return units, sending their offenses on for both of the starts of the last two drives. Again, right now, I mean, the alarming thing, if there was a red flag to be thrown up here for the Riders, is their quarterback protection. Right now, this defensive line seems up to the task of today, obviously. And if there's been a weakness in the Rough Riders offensive line, it's been in that interior against good pass-rushing defensive tackles.
Riders starting far left hash of their 35, four receivers right, one left. That's Shaq Evans. Marcus Thigpen is the back, the home run threat. On first down, Caleros drops the pass, scrambles right, throws underneath to Thigpen, the tailback. There's a penalty marker down. Thigpen down the near sidelines and out of bounds at the 42. It's a 7-yard gain, but it's coming back due to a flag on Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan, number 68. 10-yard penalty remains first down.
And we talked about one of the keys might be, hey, employ the screen game with this fast action defensive line. Saskatchewan tries to get a screen going, and fortunately Thad Coleman hit with a holding call. He's been hit with one too many. That guy's played too much football for the green and white to be continually getting these holding penalties.
Riders O-line has taken the most holding calls in the CFL through 16 weeks. Now Saskatchewan first and 20 from their own 25-yard line. Caleros to pass on first and long. The give is to Shaq Evans. He's down on the 32. Going to bring up second and 13.
One of those downs where you tell yourself, hey, we don't need to get all of this back in one throw. Zach Caleros elects to make the safe throw to Shaq Evans, who's just sitting down in front of coverage on the 30. We'll see a second and 12 now for the Riders.
In his rookie season, Shaq Evans out of UCLA has 606 yards receiving. Riders second and 13 now, far left hash of their 32. They got five receivers spread wide here. Thigpen remains the tailback. Eskimos with four down linemen. And they send four. Caleros drops, throws over the middle and underneath. It's Air Jordan, the catch at the 40 and down at the 41-yard line. But they'll be well shy the first down. Riders will be punting.
Yeah, shoddy tackling by the Edmonton Eskimos there. Caused a little bit of anxiousness, I think, on the sideline for the yellow and white. Williams-Lambert breaks a few tackles to make that down seem interesting. However, they finally got him on the ground, and Bartel comes out here for a much-needed punt.
Two and out for the Saskatchewan offense here. Giving the ball back with 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. The game's tied 3-3. Martez Jackson is at the Eskimo 20. This is a low punt by Bartel. Bounces into the arms of Jackson from his 30. He'll get a no yards flag and five free yards. When we come back, Eskimo ball in a tie game. You're listening to the Canadian Football League on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 3-3 football game. We're brought to you by AGCO, Friends of the Riders Touchdown Lottery, Seedmaster, and A&W. The officials threw the book at the Riders on that last punt situation. No yards and an unnecessary roughness penalty has the Eskimos starting up at their 51-yard line after a 39-yard punt by Josh Bartel.
It's been a good couple series despite not scoring for the Edmonton Eskimos. They are still the number one team in the CFL when it comes to scoring offensive touchdowns. I like the strategy. They're not letting the Saskatchewan Rough Riders hunker down in the trenches. They're going at them through the air. And I think one of the thoughts is, hey, let's open them up, and then we can start running the ball as the game progresses.
Well, the Eskimos' last series ended in a Sean White 32-yard field goal to tie the game. Let's see what Mike Riley and company can dial up here as our referee Al Bradbury whistles time in. C.J. Gables the back there in a twin tight end set starting near left hash of their 51-yard line. Crowd getting loud at Mosaic with the Riders on D. Riley with a one-step drop, sees nothing, scrambles left, looks downfield, will tuck and run again, keeps it inside. 50-yard line, 49 of the Riders, and a late shot on Duke Williams here from Nick Marshall has drawn a flag.
Well, early on it was the Edmonton Eskimos taking all the penalties, and now it's the Saskatchewan Rough Riders' turn to shoot themselves in the foot. This is a great play by Mike Riley. I'll tell you what, he sees the stunts being run up front. He gets to the outside of the defensive line and then takes advantage of the fact that the defenders for the
Major
Riders.
Foul. Unnecessary roughness, Saskatchewan, number three. 15 yards at the end of the play, automatic, first down.
He then takes advantage of the Riders thinking that he's going to run out of bounds and gets himself a few more yards. Total up these penalties right now. I'm not the greatest mathematician, Rod, but I believe that's 45 yards on this drive alone in penalties for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Well, the Eskimos now at the Rider 34, near left hash. Motion man is Bryant Mitchell for a three-pack to the wide right side, but they give us to C.J. Gable inside. Big yardage down to the 23-yard line. The 27-yard line, and the gain will be 7.
And now the Edmonton Eskimos going right back and relying on those big offensive linemen. Jacob Ruby, David Beard clear some way for C.J. Gable to go and get them into a second and a very short.
Down to
yards.
Michael Ball quickly.
The Eskimos happy with the sell job that Duke Williams had on that penalty there, diving.
He did flop pretty well. Second and three, Esks, Rider 27. C.J. Gable again with a handoff to the 25. But he'll be shy of the first down. Third down upcoming.
Well, they get Calvin McCarty, their veteran fullback here, to try to block someone off the edge. C.J. Gable elects to take him in between the tackles, and that's where he'll find themselves in a third and short 1 yard.
Riley will quarterback short yardage. Ball just across the Rider 25 on the near left hash. C.J. Gable is the tailback. Now he vacates the backfield. Riley's going to keep this one, and he doesn't have much of a push. We may need a measurement here for the Canadian Brewhouse. Rider saying they stopped him.
They didn't get much from this angle, but through experience, I've become hesitant to
guess
these things just because of the angle we're on, especially when any quarterback sneaks going on between the 25s or down. So, again, it looks very close. Where the referees have it spotted right now, it may be short. So
that's a measurement for the Canadian Brewhouse, your headquarters for Monday Night Football tonight. Catch the Redskins and Saints at 6:15 and after the Canadian Brewhouse measurement. First down Edmonton by the nose of the football to the 24. So the Eskimos in this 3-3 tie are in the red zone now with a first down from the 24. 1:09 to go in the opening quarter and the clock's running. Five receivers for Mike Riley on first down. Play fake, rolls left, throws a screen to Duke Williams down the near sidelines, 15-yard line to the 13, and it'll be an Eskimo first down to there.
Yeah, and the sidelines have erupted. They thought there was a holding call that should have been called here. But this is a good play call here. They get Mike Riley moving to his left, and Duke Williams coming from the right to the left outside of the tackle box. And the Riders have struggled with receivers getting into the flats here pretty consistently as 2018's gone on. That's a good play call from the Esks.
11-yard pickup. They got a first down at the Rider 13 near left hash. Two backs for Riley. Three receivers right, one left. On first down. Play fake. Martise Jackson takes it down to the 11-yard line. The gain will just be a couple. On the final play of the opening quarter. No flags, and that's the end of one with the Eskimos threatening on the quality tire scoreboard after 15 minutes at Mosaic Stadium. It's Edmonton 3, Saskatchewan 3. At Quality Tire, we know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Back with second quarter play-by-play in a moment on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at Mosaic Stadium for second quarter play-by-play. The game's tied 3-3. We're brought to you by Capital Auto Mall, AgCo, Nutrien Ag Solutions, and Young's Equipment. Eskimos set up second and eight at the Rider 11. First quarter thoughts, Luke Mullender?
Well, right now it's been a physical competition. I think that it's been back and forth, and the Riders at 3-3 are sitting here. I think the order of the day might be to throw a blitz at this second and eight, Rod, to get to themselves in a down and goal situation. Again, one of the things that you're noticing, though, from that first quarter is Mike Riley. He's extending plays with his legs. He's been able to get out of the pocket, and that's why the Riders find themselves in trouble here again at their 11-yard line.
All right, here come the Eskimos. Center David Beard down on the ball on the near right hash of the 11. Riders defending the south end zone here in the second quarter. Second and eight, Edmonton. Rider 11. Riley takes the snap, looks right, pats the ball, delivers, incomplete. Just across the goal line in the right corner, looking for Vidal Hazleton, and it's third down.
Yeah, the Riders throw pressure at Mike Riley. They do a good job of making him stay right behind his center, and they got Iguavin on Vidal Hazleton into right in front of the first pylon on the southwest side of the stadium. Riders do a good job, second and seven plus there, and White will kick this, hopefully for the Edmonton Eskimos.
18-yard field goal. Daniel Bryan to hold, the five-year veteran backup quarterback from Catawba. From 18 yards, snaps back, kick is up from White, and he's good from there, and the Eskimos have their first lead of this Thanksgiving Day matinee, 6-3.
Saskatchewan isn't going to send the offense out like the last time when the Edmonton Eskimos came out with a field goal. They'll leave it on their kick return unit.
Zach Caleros in the opening quarter, 3 of 4 passing for 40 yards. He was sacked twice. Shaq Evans, Air Jordan, and Kenny Shaw all have one catch each. Shaw's leads that went for 24 yards. Trey Mason has 3 carries for 11 yards in the game. Mike Riley, 3 of 6 for 43 yards in the game. To Martise Jackson and Duke Williams, their 3 receptions, and Gable's got 16 yards rushing on 4 carries. Mike Riley's their leading rusher. He's got 24 yards.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing about that first quarter is it's the first time in 4 games now that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have not scored 10 points in that first quarter. Coming into this game, they had 3 games in a row where they had scored 10 in the first. Edmonton doing a great job of slowing that offense down in terms of whatever they've been building over the past. So that's a stat I think that's worthwhile to throw out there for Rider Nation.
Net yards in the first quarter, Edmonton 83, Saskatchewan 40. So the Riders' offense does need to get going here this afternoon as they now trail for the first time. Hugh O'Neill kicks off for the Eskimos. Think pen. Just across the Rider 15, straight ahead of him, 25 to 30, and he's caught hard in open field at the 34-yard line by the Eskimos, 75, Nick Usher. You heard it all the way up here. Riders will start from their 34.
Yeah, Nick Usher's a backup defensive end, and I'll tell you what, we heard that. We didn't need the mics or anything. That was a monstrous hit for the Edmonton Eskimos, but again, offense comes out. You haven't seen any tendency breakers from Mike Benavides. I expect a over defense and them playing man. Over defense, folks, is where the three technique is to the strength of the field.
Trey Mason in the backfield. Riders starting from their 34-yard line near left hash. A 4-by-1 set. They play fake. Caleros throws. Quick hitter over the middle. Caught across the 45-yard line for a Saskatchewan first down. Kenny Shaw came up with this one to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, Kenny Shaw had a good game. Debuted with 5 catches and 75 yards last week. And Zach Caleros here goes off the run-pass option and finds him right over the top of the right guard. First down.
From the 46, right between the hash marks, Devon Bailey goes to the right side, joined by Swerve Moore. 3 receivers left, Evans, Shaw, and Air Jordan. On first down, Caleros drills it wide left flats. It's caught by Air Jordan out to the 51-yard line. The gain will be 5 on first down.
And that's the first down on first down for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders that Mike Benavides has dialed up a blitz. Here he sends the linebacker through the boundary side B gap, but it's a good recognition by Jordan Williams-Lambert. The ball was going to come out quick, and Caleros finds him to get him in 2nd and 5.
Down to Michael Ball.
Checking out the neck of Marcus Thigpen after he ran into that wall named Usher. That was like running into a concrete wall, fellas.
No kidding. 6-pack here on 2nd and 5 from the 51. 4-man rush. Slant left is cut by Shaq Evans for a Famoso first down to the Eskimo 49-yard line.
Yeah, you've got to be prepared for how the Edmonton Eskimos handle second down. That's when they're going to throw their pressure at you. That's when they're going to stunt their defensive line. They do exactly that. They run a twist to the boundary with their defensive end and defensive tackle. It's blocked up, and Caleros finds Shaq Evans just putting it behind him. That was a great, strong catch by
Famoso
Evans.
First down for Famoso Neapolitan Pizzeria. Every pizza fired at 900 degrees for just 90 seconds in an oven imported from Italy. Check it out. 2 locations, Regina, 2 in Saskatoon. Inside handoff to Trey Mason down to the 46-yard line of the Eskimos. 4-yard pickup.
Balanced offensive thoughts here from Saskatchewan. They get back on the ground. Again, Edmonton's in just a regular over front, and the Riders are able to create some space in between both defensive tackles, and Mason finds it for a long 4 yards.
Eskimos lead this game 6-3. Riders marching with an impressive drive here. 2nd down and 6. Near left hash of the Eskimo 46. Edmonton blitzes on 2nd down. Caleros in trouble. Throws. One hops it up front of Air Jordan inside the 30. Yeah, Caleros took a hit.
That was a good play. Well, Ashton, I wouldn't give him credit. Eskimos blitz. And the problem with this blitz is related to the call is all the routes the Riders had dialed up were longer developing routes, and there was really no outlet route, rather with the exception of the flare to Caleros's left that was covered up. So again, that was just a good call versus what the Riders had dialed up, and they'll be punting.
Can you hear me?
Riders managed 2 first downs in a series that started at their 34, and now from the Eskimo 46, Saskatchewan's punting. Still early on here in the 2nd quarter, Eskimos up 3. Bartels punt is high, outside the numbers, near side. Martise Jackson will take it inside his 10, 15-yard line, and Mike Edom will wrap him up on the near sidelines around the 16. A long field for Mike Riley and company. When we come back, they lead 6-3 in the 2nd quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Eleven-12 remains in the first half. We're brought to you by Sask Lotteries, Marcus in New Holland, Quality Tire, Young's Equipment, and SaskTel. This is the deepest drive start for the Eskimos from their 17-yard line. And they've got a 6-3 lead here. They are cheering Josh Bartel on the SaskTel Maxtron Do we know why? 100th game, Marky Mark, our producer, tells us.
Well, they needed him to come up big with that punt, and it was a good place punt. And now the S starting on their 11.
From the 17, bunch formation left here for Mike Riley. Now they come out of that and line up to the wide left side. Now they go empty on first down. Riley drops straight back, steps up in the pocket as he's pressured, and now will run. 25-yard line and out to the 29. He's got an Eskimo first down.
Yeah, I had originally said it was on the 17, but that was on the 11. And again, this is another example of Riley being able to get out of the pocket, and he's getting
major
the first
foul,
down.
Face mask, Saskatchewan, number 28. 15 yards from the end of the play, automatic first down.
He's getting the first down with his legs. He ran that for 12 yards, and then you'll tack on a face masking penalty from number 28, who wasn't even near the play. All of a sudden, the Esks are almost at midfield.
They're 44. Mike Riley's been running a lot today, and he's been moving the chains as Eskimos lead 6-3. Duke Williams, the man in motion in this set from the 44. Play fake, Riley stands, throws underneath, and it's caught by Duke Williams up to the 55, and an Eskimo first down.
Another good play call here from Edmonton. They get their back moving to the strength of the field with this run-pass option, and then all Duke Williams is going to do is take advantage of the fact that the halfback was playing far too far off him. He sits down at the first down sticks and gets them exactly that.
11-yard pickup for Duke Williams, sophomore from Auburn. First down Eskimos from the midfield line. In twin tight ends, play fake. Riley throws a middle screen. C.J. Gable the catch. He's to the Riders' 53-yard line, but there's a penalty flag in the offensive backfield.
Going to wait to see what it is here, but
defensive pass interference. Saskatchewan, number 31.
Wow.
This will be a 10-yard penalty. First down.
And that was called by Al Bradbury in the offensive backfield.
Well, hey, if we were quick to point out that Edmonton's discipline problems were solely on coaching, then we've got to give the same credit to the Riders. They have far too many penalties, and that's just a big sign that they were not prepared as prepared as they should have been to start this game.
3-by-1 set for the Eskimos now from the Rider 45-yard line. Riley drops the pass and airs it out. Duke Williams, he got one hand on it, but it falls incomplete down inside the 15-yard line.
Well, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders blitz, and Mike Riley's just not able to finish this throw the way he wants to. He's getting hit from his left side and puts it just a little bit too far in front of Duke Williams, who tries to make a one-handed catch. If you're the Edmonton Eskimos, especially Jason Moss, you're saying, hey, Duke, if you can catch it with or touch it with one, you can catch it with two.
70 yards in penalties for Saskatchewan so far in the game. Eskimos now second and 10 at the Rider 45-yard line. Three receivers right, two left, and now Bryant Mitchell motions to the left side of the formation. Riley to pass. Delivers far left sidelines, and it is caught by Bryant Mitchell at the 36-yard line, just shy of the first down.
He's had a quiet 30 catches here this year, but he's been effective, and timing is everything when you're blitzing, and unfortunately the Saskatchewan Rough Riders try to throw in a blitz, but they just not on time.
Eskimos a third down gamble at the Rider 36-yard line. Mike Riley with a quarterback keep. He gets over the 35 and another Eskimo first down to keep this series going.
Well, we couldn't even finish the analysis from the last play. They went so quickly. And again, it's just a well-timed throw by Mike Riley again. And the more he gets out of this pocket running with his legs, the more momentum he's going to build with his arms.
Down to Michael Ball.
A lot of trash talking here back and forth, fellas. The intensity picking up big time down here.
I see that. Fun afternoon. Riders on the wrong end of a 6-3 score now, and the Eskimos are first and 10 from the Rider 34. Two backs for Riley here on first down. Play fake. He drops back, looks deep, throws second level. It's intercepted. Far sidelines, Ed Gainey on the return to this near wide left side. 30, 35-40. 45 is Capital Ed over the 50. And down around the Saskatchewan 53. There's your first turnover of the day. And it's a Rider ball when we come back to Mosaic. 8:12 to go in the half. Eskimos up 6-3 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Well, Ed Gainey, the Rider's seven-year vet from Appalachian State, has just come up with his second pick of the year. He returned at 42 yards, Luke Mullender, and the Riders will take over on their own 54. Good turn of events.
Yeah, it was the first time that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders had really dropped back into a zone defense, and Mike Riley took the cheese a little bit. He tried to get the ball over the linebackers, but it was just a great job of anticipation by Ed Gainey, recognizing that, hey, he's probably going to go for one of the spaces created in that zone between the safeties and the four linebackers who were dropping back in the zone. So he capitalizes on it for his second interception of the year, and now the Riders sitting at midfield.
Eskimos have had their problems with ball security, sixth in the CFL in turnover ratio at -4. Six pack for the Riders on first down, starting from their 54-yard line. Their best drive start of the day. Caleros, a three-step drop, drills it downfield. Caught by Kyran Moore. Inside the 35 of the Edmonton Eskimos to the 34, and a big aerial first down.
Yeah, and a fantastic throw from Zach Caleros. They split out Mason, and then it's Edmonton's turn to drop into a bit of a zone, and Caleros makes the throw that Mike Riley just tried to make to Shaq Evans for 21 yards.
To the rookie they've nicknamed Swerve out of tiny Austin Peay in Tennessee. First down Riders just across the Eskimo 35-yard line near left hash. Trey Mason's the back. Five receivers set. Caleros drops to pass again on first. Penalty marker down. End zone shot will fall incomplete, well over the head of Air Jordan.
Yeah, Thad Coleman's got to do a flat out better job at handling the speed rush here. I believe from Alex Bazzi.
Illegal block, Saskatchewan, number 68, hands to the face. 10-yard penalty remains first down.
Sorry, that's Gagnon Nadon. But that's the second holding call of the day. And from a guy that you need to lean on, he needs to be better. Because this is a blatant hold. This wasn't even one of those holds where it's by accident. It was just a holding call the entire way.
First and 20 now from the 45-yard line of Edmonton. Eskimos lead 6-3. 7:11 to go in the half. Again, a one-back set. Caleros throws a short left side screen to Trey Mason, and he's tripped up down on the 44-yard line. Adam Konar, the veteran linebacker from the Dinos program with the tackle. It's going to bring up second and 19.
Yeah, the Riders try to get some of that yardage from the holding call back by throwing a screen behind to Trey Mason. That's a great job of the Edmonton linebackers getting down the pipe and taking it away from them.
Riders would love some yardage here. They're probably in Brett Lowther range. Second and 19 at the Edmonton 44. 2x3 formation here for Caleros on second and a mile. And now Air Jordan runs offside by a good 9 yards. And they halt the play. Oh yeah. Boy.
Offside, Saskatchewan, number 84. 5-yard penalty remains second down.
You know, our statistician, John, is probably putting how many yards this is now in penalties, but to be quite honest, 85 yards in penalties is absolutely ridiculous in a game of this magnitude.
And not even half a football yet.
Oh, that's man, that's uncalled for. That's ridiculous.
Now, second and 24, and they have made things so hard on themselves as they go five wide on second and a mile. Caleros, middle screen, caught by Mason. He's at the 45 and down on the 43-yard line, so they get six back. It's going to bring up third down, and they'll be punting it away.
Yeah, and Brett Lowther, he's really disappointed that he's not going to get an opportunity to make this kick. Trey Mason is just trying to get him into field goal range. Edmonton literally bailed everybody out except two defensive linemen. They had a third one spying, sort of, but again, we're going to need Bartell to place a nice punt here.
Martise Jackson, the return man, as Bartel unloads it. Outside the numbers, near side. Jackson inside his 10. Goes negative on the yardage, down on the 5, and Jordan Reeves was downfield first. They'll call him down on the 8, and Mike Riley and company will be starting inside their 10 when we come back after a 36-yard Josh Bartel punt. 5.5 to go, first half. Eskimos lead 6-3 on Thanksgiving Day Monday on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Well, we're hoping field position is starting to turn in the Riders' favor here. The Edmonton Eskimos will be starting this series from their 8-yard line after that Josh Bartel punt and negative yardage on the return. We're brought to you by Quality Tire, Young's Equipment, and Sastel. Mike Riley and the Edmonton Eskimos will start near right hash of their 8 as the crowd's getting into it here at Mosaic Stadium.
Well, I think the crowd recognizes the fact that they need to help their team out, because the Riders, with 85 yards in penalties, have done a great job of shooting themselves in the foot.
Twin tight ends for this Jason Maas offense. C.J. Gable in pistol formation, 2 receivers right, 1 left. From the Eskimo 8, that gives to C.J. Gable inside. He's into the secondary to the 21-yard line, and it's a 13-yard run on first down.
When you get down to these gritty Western Conference games at the end of the year, it's the teams that are able to create drives when they're backed up. That's a really good first down play call and result for the Edmonton Eskimos.
Now first down from the 21, near right hash. 2x3 set for Riley. Gables is back. Duke Williams swaps sides in the formation with Nate Bahar. Riley drops, pressured, in trouble, and will go down around the 15-yard line. Charleston Hughes with his CFL leading 15th sack of the year.
And just great pressure created by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Kurt Magit with some great get-off on the left side of the defensive line, runs the hoop. Eddie Steele can't get Riley on the ground, and Charleston Hughes, the solid vet, comes up for his 15th quarterback sack of the year. And now the Edmonton Eskimos are in second and long. I would anticipate maybe a draw, or maybe they'll try to go deep to their playmaker, number 81, Duke Williams.
Loss of 5. Now from the 16-yard line, Eskimos lead this game by 3. 4 minutes to go in the half. It is a draw to C.J. Gable. He'll get as far as the 20-yard line, but that's all. Going to bring up 3rd and 11. And the Eskimos will be punting it away.
And a fantastic response, Rod, by the green and white defense. They understood that they got to help their offense out, get the ball back, and it's exactly what they do. The Esks will be punting from their 20. So you got some really good potential field position coming up if Tiny Moore can get a field or a return going.
Shaq Evans out there too on returns, a pair of Rider rookies found in the free agent camp in Bradenton, Florida. Hugh O'Neill on to punt here for the Eskimos. Shaq Evans steps up to take it at the Saskatchewan 50, near left hash. She's into Edmonton territory over the 50, down to the 48. So with 3:20 to go, oh, and now a late flag on the Eskimos 41, Monshadrick Hunter. The sophomore or rookie halfback out of Arkansas State, well after the play. Let's check in with Michael Ball
and
quickly.
Rod, I'll be surprised if he doesn't get kicked out. He threw a punch.
And right when the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are causing all sorts of problems for themselves, Monshadrick Hunter goes and reminds the CFL.
Major about foul, unnecessary roughness. Edmonton, number 41, 15 yards at the end of this play. First down, Saskatchewan.
Well, Monshadrick Hunter goes and reminds the CFL that the Edmonton Eskimos are the most penalized team in the league. And now Saskatchewan is already in field goal range, but they don't want 3. They're trying to get 6 out of this deal.
Yeah, they need something out of their offense here. 3 points to show so far in the game. Devon Bailey, Swerve Moore, and Eric Jordan to the right. Kenny Shaw and Shaq Evans to the left. Trey Mason is the tailback. From the Eskimos 31, Caleros drops, airs it out over the middle, diving attempt made by Kenny Shaw, but he couldn't haul it in across the 15-yard line.
missed opportunity here. Again, good quarterback protection. They get the defensive ends blocked up. This is just a drop ball, unfortunately.
We've hit the Jiffy Lube 3-minute warning. Oil up for fall. Visit JiffyLubeService.ca. Eskimos lead 6-3. You're listening to the Canadian Football League on the Cooperators Rough Rider Football Network. Ed Gainey's come up with the lone turnover of this football game, his second interception of the season. Unfortunately, the Riders couldn't cash in there, but here they're at the Eskimo 31, looking at second and 10, and hoping Luke Mullender to take the lead into the break.
Don't anticipate anything fancy from these Edmonton Eskimos. They're probably going to come out here, play some man. Again, pretty basic front. Benavides very reliant on the talent that he has. Not reliant on scheme. He's got some guys who are gamers. J.C. Sherry, he's got 76 defensive tackles on the year. They're up for the task.
Five receivers for the green. Trey Mason's the back. Second and 10 from the Eskimo 31 near left hash. Eskimos with four down linemen. They'll send three. Zach Caleros over the middle on the post. Eric Jordan, and it's knocked away by the diving safety Neil King. Or Eric Jordan was in the end zone. It's third down.
Yeah, this is just a fantastic play by Neil King. Edmonton gets back there in man. Neil King's the safety. And Williams Lambert is running right into the left hash. And if Neil King doesn't get a hand on this ball, the Riders are in the end zone.
Six-year non-import safety from St. Mary's, Neil King with a touchdown-saving play, and now a 39-yard field goal attempt for Brett Lowther, who made from 23 yards earlier. Bartel gets it down. Lowther gets it off from 39, and he's good for the sophomore from St. Mary's. And this game's tied 6-6 late in the first half.
And again, Edmonton Eskimos, they're not relying on the returner. They'll put their offense out. And right now, Mike Riley's had a good game with the exception of that turnover. Keep him in the pocket.
Couple of low-scoring Thanksgiving Day games in the CFL. What was it, 12-6 Calgary won in Montreal earlier today? Eskimos with 2:31 to go, starting from their 35-yard line. Two-back set for Riley. He gives to C.J. Gable inside the right tackle. He'll get out to the 37-yard line. A gain of just a couple for the former Ticat.
Yeah, they're pulling their big left guard, Travis Bond, around the right side, and he's trying to pick off the first guy he sees, but it's a great job by Willie Jefferson also getting over the top and adding himself into the tackle box.
That field goal follows a two and out, another for the Saskatchewan offense. The struggle is real on offense for the Riders, save for last week's win in Montreal. See what they got left in the rest of this game. They got to play defense here. The Eskimos second and 8, their own 37. Riders blitz. Riley airs it out down the far sidelines, and it is incomplete, looking for Vidal Hazelton, who wants a flag on Derek Moncrief. He's not getting it, and it is two and out Edmonton.
Great response again. Saskatchewan throwing in the blitz, and Gable does a fantastic job by picking up the free man that was Sammy Guavin. Otherwise, Mike Riley is getting hit in the face. So he picks him up, but they just can't get, who was it, Hazelton, Rod?
Yep.
Free from Derek Moncrief.
So the Rider D forces a two and out with 2 minutes to go here in the half. Hugh O'Neill punts a high, deep spiral. Shaq Evans fields it at the Rider 25. Runs into his own man, Brian Jones. And they're going to give him the 31-yard line on the return here with 1:50 to go.
Plenty of time here for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And again, there's been some time here where Zach Caleros has had some nice throwing windows. I wonder if Benavides changes the tendency in here and throws a first down pressure. I doubt it.
So again on first down, Riders go with a six pack. The tailback, Trey Mason, lines up outside the numbers to the wide right side. Starting from their 31-yard line, Caleros drops, pressured in the pocket and takes a sack and fumbles it. And the Eskimos will scoop it up. Adam Kornar around the Rider 33.
Yeah, and again, we've talked about what the Riders' weaknesses have been against the pass, and it's been in the interior. Serezna here just basically bull rushes Darius Bladek back into the lap of Zach Caleros. He feels the pressure. He tries to get up through the middle, and unfortunately, there's no candy there, and he puts the ball in the ground. And all of a sudden, with 1:43, Mike Riley brings his offense out, and they're probably licking their chops.
Well, Zach Caleros has now fumbled three times the past two games, and the Eskimos take over at the Rider 32. Unfortunate turn of events there, as David Beard, the four-year veteran center from Alberta, comes down on the ball, Rider 32, near right hash. Five receivers for Riley. Kenny Stafford, the motion man. Play fake, screen pass, Hazleton, and the Riders are all over it. Moncrief down him on the 35-yard line. It'll be a loss of three.
Excellent job here from Saskatchewan. They're blitzing, and whenever you blitz, anybody coming out of the backfield has to be picked up. And Moncrief is following Hazleton the entire way and gets him down for a loss.
Moncrief having a great first half. The Eskimos second and 13 now. Rider 35, 1:25 and counting down to go here in the first half. And a tied football game. Again, Stafford, the motion man to the left side of the formation. On second down, a deep drop from Riley. Steps up and unloads down the far sidelines. And Kenny Stafford went up for it and couldn't bring it in. Third down, Edmonton.
Well, they got Stafford on Moncrief again. They've been going to this matchup, and Stafford's right on the 30. All he's doing is running a simple little out route at about 15 yards and just can't come up with the football. And Sean White comes out here to get Edmonton the lead back.
Well, it's been a field goal kind of day. Here a 42-yard attempt for White, who's made from 32 and 18. With 1:11 to go in the half, Sean White from 42 yards out puts his leg into it, and he's good. The Eskimos go up 9-6 here with 1:06 to go till the halftime break. No touchdowns here, Luke, on this Thanksgiving Day Monday matinee.
Yeah, so far it's been a sluggish start, you know. I think, what is that ingredient in turkey? Tryptophan? Is that what
yes.
It is? Yeah. Looks like some guys overloaded themselves up on the Dirty Bird last night. You know,
or leftovers this morning, don't forget.
Yeah, well, yours truly had a slice of pumpkin pie with whipped cream for breakfast today. That was amazing. Let's see if the Riders can get amazing here with 1:06 left.
See if Zach Caleros and company can drive the field down three. 1:06 to go in the half. 4-by-1 set for Caleros. Trey Mason's the back. And it's a play fake. Caleros scrambles left, outlet short left side on a screen to Mason. He'll get as far as the 39. 4-yard pickup for the tailback, and now another late flag. Who's this going on?
Yeah, this might be on Edmonton again, doing all that talking after the whistle. Oh, no, it's against the Riders. So what will this be? A 15-yarder, it looks like. So that's 100 yards of penalties in the first half.
Blocking downfield before a pass is caught across the line of scrimmage. Saskatchewan, number one. 10-yard penalty remains first down.
So it's 10 yards. That was a very late call. But either way, it's 95 yards worth of penalties. And now Saskatchewan is in dire straits.
It's shocking they're only down three.
You're absolutely right.
Now from their own 25-yard line, Riders looking at first and 20. Caleros airs it out over the middle. Kenny Shaw, the sure catch at the 40. And the Riders will get 15 of those yards back. And now Shaw was shaken up on the play, but appears to be fine. Second down.
Yeah, Shaw was shaking up on the play, and so was Zach Caleros, who was really slow to get up again. He's getting pressured, and Kwaku Boateng, the young Canadian's knocking him on the ground. Second and five.
50 seconds to go in the half. Time whistled in. Dan Clark, the veteran center from the Regina Thunder program, on the ball near left hash of the Rider 40. Five wide for Caleros. Clock's running. Zach drops, looks downfield, puts it up left, flats here, and it's caught by Kenny Shaw just inbounds at the 50. They're saying he's out. On the Rider sidelines here at the Edmonton 50-yard line. I'd like another look at that.
Well, the Riders are already on their iPads trying to get a look at this as soon as technology allows them.
It
was a close one, but I believe it was out of bounds, and Bartel's going to come out to punt. There's 32 seconds left. Now, all of a sudden, I mean, you get a good foot, you get a good return here from the Esks, and they're in trouble again.
Well, another two and out for the Rider offense here. 32 seconds left and the clock has stopped. Great snap from Hoos. And Bartella, high end over ender. Martise Jackson inside the Eskimo 35, downed on the, when they're gonna give him the 35-ish, 22 seconds are left. Yeah, they'll spot it just inside the Eskimo 35-yard line. The punt was 37.
And a fantastic tackle by Alexander Gagne. Again, we talk so much about these depth guys for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, giving them production on special teams. You've got a guy, Gagne's got 15, Chevrier's got 12, Chad Jeter's got 19, Reeves is always playing well. Just great work by the depth of the green and white, but now the D has to hold up.
22 seconds to go. In the first half, the Eskimos, with a 9-6 lead, have the ball starting from their 35-yard line. Four receivers left, one right for Mike Riley. Play fake, pumps left, takes off up the middle. 40-yard line, tucks it, 45, and gets the first down to the Edmonton 47-yard line with 14 seconds to go.
You know, we always talk about what adjustments need to be made at halftime for teams. This one's simple. Keep Riley in the pocket and, by gosh, stop shooting yourselves in the foot.
Riley's got 50 yards rushing on six carries today here from their 47-yard line on first down. Riley's in trouble and he's going to take another sack here. Think they'll give this one to Willie Jefferson. I think we'll see. It's going to be second and long here with 4 seconds to go in the half. Yeah, Willie Jefferson gets credit for the sack, his ninth of the year.
Yeah, it's right on time. You said it best, partner. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders are really fortunate only to be down three going into the half. I anticipate Edmonton getting in victory formation here and just getting out of the half.
That's exactly what they're going to do. Mike Riley will take the snap from shotgun. And that's it. We're at the break in Regina on Thanksgiving Day Monday. And on the quality tire scoreboard, it's the Eskimos 9, the Rough Riders 6. Our halftime show is coming up next. You're listening to the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.